8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Is North Korea on the verge of another nuclear test? That's the fear this morning.
A U.S.-based monitoring group says that new satellite images show that a North Korean nuclear facility is primed and ready for another nuclear test. That would be the country's sixth nuclear test. Officials in the U.S. say that North Korea could pull off a nuclear test at any time with no warning. The first indication would come from seismic sensors.
Correspondent Alexandra Field. The U.S. military reportedly intercepted Syrian military communications coordinating the chemical attack that killed dozens of civilians. CNN is reporting that the Pentagon pieced together the intercepts based on what we know now about the attack.
Knowing the time, date, and place of where the attacks happened, then we're able to isolate the intercepts they had on hand, look at them, and get the evidence that, yes, the Syrians had been communicating amongst themselves about planning and preparation for the attack.
Correspondent Barbara Starr. President Trump's plan to shrink the federal workforce by an estimated 24,000 positions could have a big impact in this region.
A shrinking federal workforce isn't good for the local economy because the D.C. metro area revolves around the federal government and...
Our core business is not doing so well right now. It's actually contracting, or at least it's uncertain how it will be doing in the near term, and that undermines business investment and consumer confidence.
George Mason University public policy professor Stephen Fuller says the region's already been losing 30,000 people more a year than it's gaining for the last 3 years.
I think it has capped the housing costs to a degree.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginians overwhelmingly support restoring a law limiting handgun purchases to one a month. That according to a new Quinnipiac University survey, which also finds widespread support in Virginia for expanding Medicaid and for legalizing possession of small amounts of marijuana. Conditions are so bad at the Veterans Medical Center in Washington that the agency's chief watchdog has issued a rare preliminary report as an alert to patients.
Veterans Affairs reassigned the director of its Washington, D.C. medical facility after the report revealed dirty sanitary storage areas, more than $150 million in unaccounted for equipment and supplies, and supply shortages that could impact the treatment of its patients. The report says VA leaders have known about some of these problems for months. Bill Michaels, Washington.
Republicans in the Virginia Senate have given the Senate clerk a raise to bring her salary in line with her male counterpart in the House, who was making more money than her despite her 2 decades more experience. The pay discrepancy between Senate Clerk Susan Clark Schar and Paul Nardo, Clerk of the House, came to light during the recent General Assembly session. Catholics around the world are marking Holy Thursday today. Pope Francis celebrated a special mass at the Vatican. Holy Thursday is the day on which Catholics commemorate Christ's Last Supper. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,592, the Nasdaq at 5836. Sports, the Nationals lose to the Cardinals, the Orioles beat the Red Sox, NBA, the Wizards lose, NHL, the Caps host Toronto tonight in game one of their playoff series. WMAL News Time 804, up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
If the president of the Washington Redskins, other than Bruce Allen.
We're so proud to announce you're going to be an affiliate of the Washington Redskins starting this season.
Every Redskins game.
And we're actually coming home.
The Larry O'Connor Show. 3 to 6.
WMAL. Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer.
Cabinet Discounters.
Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com. Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes and light engine repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, as you head on the inner loop of the Beltway, leaving the toll road toward the American Legion Bridge toward Maryland, we still have an incident on the shoulder. It's very little to see, but there's two cars that are left on the right shoulder before you get onto the American Legion Bridge, and we're focusing on that. South out of Sterling on 28, we are jammed because of a crash. One lane still blocked here at last check. Southbound 28 before you get to the toll road at 606 Old Ox Road. On the toll road, once you're there, that is wide open. Coming off the Greenway and then heading through Herndon and Reston. That looks good for everyone. Old Town Alexandria. The struggle this morning had been on North Henry Street at King Street. Crash is cleared. Just trying to ease out those delays now. Heading across the 14th Street Bridge from the Pentagon onto the freeway. Heavy off the 11th Street Bridge toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, but that's just been about the volume. And on the top side of the Maryland Beltway, stalled car reported in Silver Spring on the outer loop right near 29 Colesville Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
In for a good end here to the work week. Next couple of days look beautiful with temperatures just a few degrees above normal. Warm one yesterday. Now that today we're going to be not quite as warm. A few clouds around. Nice dry weather at 71. Tonight we'll fall back to about 52. Suburbs 40s. Friday clouds and sunshine near 70. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 56 in Springfield, 47 in Greenbelt, 52 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. A trailblazing Muslim New York judge has been found dead in the Hudson River. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Duel Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. Hey, good morning. It's 8:07 here on WMAL. My name's Vince Colonnais, filling in for the vacationing Brian Wilson, sitting alongside Mary Walter. You want to stay tuned because Tucker Carlson's going to be stopping by at 8:35 here on Mornings on the Mall.
And we love Tucker. Joining us right now is Tom Rogan. Tom is a columnist at National Review and a senior fellow at the Steamboat Institute. And Tom, welcome. Good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you for having me on.
Sure. I want to talk to you. There's so much foreign policy. There's just so many issues going on right now. And one of those issues is North Korea, and especially coming up for the anniversary, the 105th anniversary of the birth of Kim Jong-un's grandfather. It is called Day of the Sun. And we have been promised a big and important event on this day, which is today. And I want to know what's going on. Do we know what this big important event is? Is he going to finally grow up? What's happening today?
Well, I mean, you never know with North Korea until it happens. And the North Koreans sometimes prepare things that they don't actually do. For example, you know, missile tests, nuclear tests. But I think it's more likely that we might see something over the weekend or early next week, timed alongside the arrival of a U.S. carrier strike group off the North Korean coast. So that would be my inclination. But again, you know, we shall see.
What kind of something could that be? Would it be parading a show of force through the streets of Pyongyang? Would it be testing things out? Is that the type of stuff that you're expecting?
I'm more expecting them either to present some kind of challenge to the carrier strike group, which will not go well for them if they try it, or missile test, or we've heard some reports that they might be preparing another nuclear test underground. Today, though, they probably just do their normal, you know, parade on the street type thing, which they do a lot of anyway.
Can China effectively deal with North Korea? Can they still control him?
I mean, they can. I think the Chinese influence role is very important, not simply in the economic structure, which is North Korea's export market dependent, but also in the political influence that they have going back a long time. The North Koreans, since the Korean War, Kim Il-sung, the grandfather of the Korean people's movement, as they would see it in North Korea, has been, you know, they have consistently been dependent on China. So there is a link there that gives the Chinese political influence. And I do think, though, the Chinese are beginning to wake up to the idea that they need to put more pressure on. And I think the reason for that is President Trump's quite straightforward threats that if they don't do something, the United States will. And I think they take him at his word now.
Yeah, it seems like it. One of the ways that we've seen is that some state media in China are now encouraging North Korea to understand that President Trump seems to be a man of his word, which comes on the heels of course, this Syria missile strike. And it seems that the meeting that President Trump and President Xi had was productive in terms of the United States goals, no?
Yeah, I think the Trump has played a strong hand so far on China in the sense he has shown respect. He showed respect to President Xi of China during the visit to Mar-a-Lago. The Chinese pay a lot of attention to that. They want to be respected. They want to be seen as a major power, which they are. And so they want those diplomatic overtures extended. You know, President Obama did the same thing. The difference is President Trump offers the tough riposte to the Chinese in terms of, you know, here are our concerns about trade, here are our concerns, again, specifically about North Korea, and you better do something. President Obama never put that pressure point on. And I think you are seeing especially in the example of the Chinese turning away North Korean coal deliveries, a inkling of pressure, and there's more going on behind the scenes, but I think the Chinese are waking up to this, and because they really do believe the United States might launch a military strike campaign against North Korean nuclear infrastructure, ballistic infrastructure, and you know, they do not want that to happen.
Do you think China was pretty concerned about the currency manipulation label?
Well, you know, it's interesting seeing that Trump sort of seemed to back
yes.
away from that yesterday. Yes, look, any of those economic considerations matter greatly to the Chinese, and they matter especially at the moment in terms of the Chinese economy trying to restructure away from this export-dependent model, as you have a urban middle class rising, but still 90% of the population in the rural areas extremely poor. Those create political tensions, political fears in the ruling elite, as well as economic doubt. So any threat by the United States to leverage economic pressure has a whole number of second and third order reverberations.
I'd like to pivot to Russia and Syria here. Russia yesterday vetoed a UN draft resolution that would have demanded that the Syrian government cooperate with an investigation into that chemical attack, and they vetoed that. My question is, it seems to me as if Russia is kind of shaping up against the world. China abstained in that vote. U.S., of course, was for it. What is the end game here for Russia siding with Syria here and putting so much political capital into this?
Well, and actually, you know, I should have mentioned that. That's very noticeable that the Chinese abstain there. That's unusual. They traditionally, you know, vote with the Russians in that regard to dilute American international power. That they didn't is, again, it's a success for Trump. But to your point, I think what the Russians are trying to do here is to say that they have the inclination to escalate more than the United States. So it's a battle of you know, mano a mano, if you want to see it that way. What they are waiting for is the United States to essentially get over the chemical attack and accept Assad being in power. If that doesn't happen, if the United States continues to push on that, I suspect the Russians will escalate again in terms of, you know, when they bombed the aid convoy, Assad will probably use chemical weapons again. And at that point, the dependent factor of Assad's future will be if Trump orders a more escalated military strike, perhaps against Syrian command and control facilities. If he does, I think the Russians will back away from Assad, because for the Russians, you know, Assad is not that important. But sticking with him gives them credibility in their broader objective to be seen in the region by Iran, by the Saudis, as the power broker that will not back down. And still in that, you see the reverberations of President Obama's red line debacle. That even though Trump took action, but that still echoes in the minds of actors in the Middle East.
Tom Rogan of National Review, we have just a second left with you. I just want to ask, National Review has been so down on Trump throughout his candidacy and into his presidency. How do you feel now about Donald Trump in terms of foreign policy? Is this positive to you?
Yeah, and look, I still have some concerns, some significant concerns on the Russia front. But in terms of what he is functionally doing, I think it's been very positive. You know, he's backed away from some of the, for example, that he wants Iraq's oil. There have been great meetings with the Iraqis, with the Sunni monarchies, and you know, he's delivering on China. So judging him on the merits of policy and what is happening, I think he deserves an A grade, and that's, I mean, he does. So, you know, I welcome that.
Interesting. Well, thank you, Tom Rogan of National Review, for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Your insight, always welcome here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Vince.
It's 8:15 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway commuters, you're going to hit delays each direction through Laurel. Now, southbound, it's pretty much a given that we'll see those delays for the morning commute. But northbound out of Greenbelt, still trying to recover from the earlier crash, which had been cleared out of travel lanes. South on 95 near the ICC with that volume to head onto each loop of the Beltway, that inner loop into that sun glare this morning. We love it, though. Sun, and it's dry pavement. Onto Virginia we go. Sterling starting to see some improvement now that the crash is out of the travel lanes on 28. If you're coming southbound on 28, say off Waxpool Road and in that vicinity, still has some of that stop and go heading down to 606 before the toll road. That was where we had the earlier crash. As far as 66 into Centerville and Fair Oaks, heavy delays, just the volume stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, today it's going to be partly cloudy, not as warm, high as 71 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight with low of 52 degrees. And then tomorrow, some sunshine and clouds mixed, high around 70. And then Saturday, we got isolated thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. Right now in your nation's capital, it's 58 degrees. It's 8:17 on WMAL.
Do you want quality service and top-notch installations that beat the big box stores? Then call Claus Carpets today. For over 40 years now, we've been serving the Northern Virginia area. Call 703-978-2603 or visit us online at clauscarpets.com.
8:17 here on WMAL. Vince Connie sitting alongside Mary Walter. We got some media news for you today. One of them is Sean Spicer still rolling out those apologies for what he said the other day about Hitler and comparing him to Assad. Let's hear that from the O'Reilly Factor.
But Sean, were you a little harder on yourself than even the president was? I mean, did you have a chance to talk to him?
I did. He is one of the most gracious bosses and leaders that you could imagine. You're right. You are hard on yourself when you realize, and you know this better than anybody, Dana, this is an awesome responsibility and a great privilege and honor to have this position. And I think when you are guilty of making a mistake, you recognize that, at least for me, a little bit hard on myself, because I realized that I was a distraction from the great work that this president has and continues to do on behalf of this country. And when you overshadow his accomplishments and the commitments that he's making to put people back to work, to reform healthcare, on education, and keeping this country safe in so many ways, you have to reflect and just, you know that you are a distraction to his great work and the privilege and honor that he's given me.
Well, I think that's enough now from Sean. I think Sean, at this point, I think he said he's sorry, and I think everyone should know it by now. It's over.
Let
Come
it
on.
Go.
Yeah.
Let it go. I want to sing here.
Yeah.
Frozen.
Yeah, I know. Poor guy. All right. So, moving on. CNN's Jim Acosta, who's been at war with that very person, Sean Spicer, many times, was a part of a newsroom event yesterday where a bunch of reporters all got together and were interviewed by, actually, Fox's Brett Baer. And during that, he said, "We need Republicans to believe in the mainstream media." This is interesting. CNN, of course, often at odds with Republicans during the age of Trump. And right now, Jim Acosta, who's their White House correspondent, says, "We need Republicans, quote, we need Republicans to believe in mainstream news media just as much as Democrats. We need people to trust us."
Well, I find it funny that now they want people to trust him. They're begging for people's trust when we know there have been so many fake stories and false narratives pushed on CNN. And listen, other media outlets, too, that I find it ironic that now they're starting to suddenly realize, oh, well, now we want people to trust us. And I wonder if it's because their campaign to unseat Donald Trump, to thwart his presidency, didn't work. And then once he became president, the wailing and gnashing of teeth didn't work. And now we have, they still have hosts on that show who will come out. Listen, the whole, Susan Rice story. We're not going to even cover it. We're not even going to cover the Susan Rice story, but they want us to believe that they're a legitimate news source. Well, so which is it? Are you a legitimate news source, or are you going to tell us what we should believe in?
To that point, I think that the whole goal, whether it's CNN or anybody else, the coverage should be commensurate to the importance. And, when it comes to going after Trump and Russia connections and then going after who's leaking information from within the government about President Trump, one has a lot more evidence than the other, and that's the fact that these leaks have occurred. So in some sense, I think the average news consumer is like, at least get this proportionally right.
And look, I can use this radio station for an example. You and I sit here, or Brian and I sit here, and we discuss the issues of the day, but we give our opinion, and we ask the callers for their opinion. We ask your opinion. So it's an opinion aspect of the show, but at the top and bottom of the hour, someone totally different comes in and reports the news. And there is a difference between news and opinion, and I think on too many outlets, that line has become blurred. And I think that you need a clear distinction between an opinion piece and a news piece.
Finally, in media news, MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell was at an event in Russia and was paying it was a big meeting, and the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, was there. She began yelling out a question to him. Mr. Secretary, the Russians don't believe the intelligence. How confident are you, Mr. Secretary? And he just looked over and goes, who is bringing you up? Who is giving you your manners? Sorry, I have no idea if we have audio, so I just decided to just roll with that, do my impersonations of Sergei Lavrov. But the point to that is Andrea Mitchell smacked down by a Russian foreign minister. As much as I like to see MSNBC get beat up a little bit, I'm kind of siding with the American press's ability to ask audacious questions to anybody in power.
I'm sorry. I think sometimes they're very rude.
Hey.
Then he asked her, where is Moose and Squirrel?
822 on WMAL.
If you could get out of your timeshare safely and legitimately, would you? Timeshare Exit Team has a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out or give you a full refund. TimeshareExitTeam.com. Get out now at TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Well, recently, my dentist of over 20 years told me that he has the gall to retire. But Larry O'Connor told me, you know what, you got to go meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. So, look, I need a dentist, so I went. Well, after visiting their office, I have to tell you, I am so comfortable. I cannot say enough wonderful things about them, and I am not a fan of dentistry. I have my issues, but after getting to know them, I just felt so comfortable and so at ease. I wound up telling them what makes me nervous when I go to the dentist, and they acted like it was perfectly normal. They told me it was no big deal and I didn't feel judged at all. The dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, easy for me to say, the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, well, they specialize in people like you and me, and we get nervous or maybe even downright fearful when we have to go to the dentist. But they don't rush you and they put you in control. If you're anxious, they can give you something that will calm you just before your appointment. If you're fearful, you can literally sleep through it. If you want to learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you're just looking for a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit them at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Hi, I'm Cody Gleason, one of the directors at Life Credit Company. When I worked in the life insurance industry, I saw so many people who were diagnosed with cancer and needed money desperately to pay for their mounting expenses. In fact, a recent study found that more than 50% of Americans go bankrupt due to serious illnesses like cancer. That's why we created the Living Benefit Loan Program. It lets you cash out up to 50% of your life insurance benefit immediately, tax-free, while still preserving coverage for your family. There's no premium payments, credit checks, or money out of pocket required. Life Credit Company counselors will help you one-on-one throughout the entire process, and your money comes in as little as 30 days. It only takes 2 minutes to see if you qualify for this program that has brought thousands of people unbelievable relief.
Call Life Credit Company, 800-936-2100. That's 800-936-2100, 800-936-2100. Or learn more online at lifecreditcompany.com. That's lifecreditcompany.com. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Mike Kappel. I founded my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, because I know that small business owners never have enough time and money. Our cloud-based payroll starts at just $10 a month with free support. So keep your time and money. Go to patriotsoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
This is how we do it out of Sterling. It's cleared the crash, but still delays trying to ease those out. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. 28 southbound as you come up to the toll road near 606. That accident cleared and wasn't there too long, so the delays are easing pretty rapidly. Off the Greenway on the toll road, that looks good for you. 66 heavy as you push out of Manassas towards Centerville, again in the Fair Oaks area and Falls Church. Now for 395, it is really slow across 14th Street Bridge. I looked at all the cameras, made some calls, nothing reported along the way, but plan for those delays near the Pentagon onto the freeway and onto lower 14th Street. Westbound freeway slows past the 3rd Street Tunnel as well. Starting to see some improvement to the Wilson Bridge with a pocket of delays approaching St. Barnabas Road and again at 210. Had the stalled on the Beltway outer loop at Colesville Road and now heading into New Carrollton. That's going to slow in and out of New Carrollton each direction south of 50, the incident was reported. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures already down this morning after the cold front passed. Partial clouds and sunshine as we get into the afternoon. And we're not quite as warm, 71. I'm meteorologist Ray Stijic for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 58 degrees. It's 8:27 here on WMAL.
McDonald's is our kind of place. It's such a heavy place. Heavy place.
Oh, those commercials, they apparently hit the target audience. So in Ohio, there is an 8-year-old boy and his little sister. She's 4 years old. And dad had it was on Sunday, and dad worked all day, went to bed early. Mom's on the couch watching TV with the kids, and she fell asleep, as often happens with exhausted moms, right? So the sister says, you know, I'm really hungry. I want a hamburger. So the 8-year-old boy goes, cool, let's go to McDonald's. He got the car keys, got in his father's van, and off they went to McDonald's. He drove for a mile. He did not break any traffic laws at all. It was not until they got to McDonald's that a family friend saw the children eating at the restaurant, called their grandparents, and the grandparents called the police. The police arrived and said, how'd you learn how to drive? YouTube. 8-year-old boy watched YouTube videos, and he probably drives better than most adults I know, apparently.
I'm kind of for this. Have you driven in Washington, D.C.? We could use a few responsible 8-year-olds, I think.
It's absolutely.
8:28 here on WMAL.
I used to love wearing dresses and shorts. Then I started getting spider veins, and even worse, those embarrassing, bulging varicose veins. For a while, I covered up my legs, but then I discovered Vein Clinics of America.
Vein Clinics of America is the oldest, largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S., and for 35 years, they've been the leading expert in the treatment of vein disease. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as an hour, with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by your insurance.
My legs look great and feel great. I even love wearing dresses and shorts again.
Make sure your legs look and feel their best for spring. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation to find out how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
You know, if you see a huge group of people and they're all in line waiting to do something and they're all happy about it, don't you wonder, okay, what's going on? What am I missing here? Why are these people so excited? In this case, it's thousands of people doing the same thing. They're joining MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses. It's that simple. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993, so they can handle your healthcare expenses too. With MediShare, you get affordable options to fit almost any budget. For most members, MediShare is about half the cost of other healthcare programs. You should at least check into it. This may be one of those things you start doing and then wonder, why didn't I look into this a long time ago? What was I thinking? Don't miss out. You can find out more. Call 844-91-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 844-91-BIBLE, 844-91-BIBLE.
Hey, coming up here on WML's Mornings on the Mall, he's improving America one cable news hour at a time. It's Tucker Carlson. He'll be joining us right after the break. It's 8:30. WML News is next.
WML FM Woodbridge, WML Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WML Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Alarm is growing over the newest indications that North Korea is about to conduct another nuclear weapons test.
We have learned that American radiation sniffer planes are being deployed to Okinawa right now as the Japanese Prime Minister expresses concerns that North Korea may have the capability not only to launch nuclear weapons, but also potentially sarin gas-tipped warheads.
Correspondent Will Ripley, activity in the past few weeks suggests the final preparations for a sixth nuclear test in North Korea. The Pentagon reportedly has new evidence linking the Syrian government to the chemical weapons attack there that killed dozens of people.
They do have communications intercepts of Syrian officials, military intelligence officials in Syria, talking about the chemical attack before it happened, the planning of it. Now, this does not mean the U.S. had knowledge the attack was going to happen. They went back through all the intelligence they had after the attack and were able to sift out and locate, due to the time, date, and place of the attack, exactly what they were looking for.
Correspondent Barbara Starr. President Trump says relations with Russia, quote, may be at an all-time low, even as he moves further away from his campaign promise to establish better ties with Moscow. At a White House news conference yesterday, Mr. Trump said, right now, we're not getting along with Russia at all. A new poll finds that nearly 2 out of 3 Virginians say it is time to go back to the one-gun-a-month law. The Quinnipiac University survey found widespread support for restoring the law that limits the number of handguns an individual can purchase. A Pakistani national who now lives in Brazil has pleaded guilty in federal court here in Washington to helping smuggle dozens of people from Pakistan into the U.S. by way of a dangerous trek through Latin America. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,592, the Nasdaq at 5836. Sports, the Caps hunt for a Stanley Cup begins tonight as they host Toronto to open their playoff series. NBA, the playoff-bound Wizards end their regular season with a loss in Miami. Baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know, all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer in 63017. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
If you're over 50 and haven't updated your will recently, pay attention. Does that will leave everything to your spouse and then the kids? Have both names on your house and bank account? Own your own life insurance? Those could be expensive mistakes for your family. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English what you need to know about wills, trust, taxes, probate, and how to keep your money in your family. Watch the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Let's put genes to work for you. Only at Inova is the new MediMap test that analyzes your DNA to determine which commonly prescribed blood thinner is the right treatment for you before you even take it. We'll offer this DNA test to everyone who receives cardiac catheterization at Inova Fairfax Medical Campus now, and soon to all Inova hospitals. Learn more about pharmacogenomics and precision medicine at InovaHeart.org/Plavix test. Inova, join the future of health.
835 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland commuters coming through Annapolis and Bowie on 50 good until you get up to the merge to the Beltway. And that slowdown takes you onto the inner loop to go south down toward 202. Had the incident that was reported along the way there, so definitely a distraction. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, northbound out of Greenbelt, haven't quite recovered here. The crash cleanup north before you get to 197. Southbound just had the morning stop and go there. Now for 270, good. Just a little bit of volume once you get through Urbana and Hyattstown. Brief delays at the lane divide. Virginia Beltway was the inner loop before you get onto the American Legion Bridge where we had the two cars on the right shoulder from the minor crash. We were focusing on checking that out, but nothing remains blocked there. George Washington Parkway, you're looking good. Coming south past 123 in the Overlooks. Brief delay now to merge onto the inbound Key Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good looking forecast next couple of days. High pressure is in, keeping us dry, and with high pressure around, we'll just see a few clouds this morning, comfortable, and a little on the mild side this afternoon. 71 with partial clouds. Tonight, a few clouds, 52. Suburbs will be a little cooler. Clouds and sun tomorrow near 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Chantilly, 50 in Germantown, 59 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:37 here on WMAL. My name's Vince Colonnais, filling in for the vacationing Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter. And we are joined now by Tucker Carlson, the host of Fox News' Tucker Carlson Tonight, available at 9 p.m. every single stinking weeknight. And you should definitely watch it. Tucker, welcome.
Well, good morning.
That's a heck of an intro. I would like to note that. Tucker, you don't have to speak with him. That's fine.
I've been working on it for hours. All right, Tucker, let's talk about what's actually going on your show this weekend, which is you've been focusing on the opioid crisis across the country and in the process been presenting a lot of information, but also you've probably made some discoveries yourself. What has surprised you in sort of your reporting on the opioid crisis?
Well, the main point is that it's just much worse, I think, than anybody in my world realized, certainly than I realized. I mean, at the height of the crack epidemic in the late 80s, which spurred the government to lots of action, new laws were written, we were all very concerned about it, it was destroying America's inner cities, the death rate from crack was about 1.5 per 100,000 people. The death rate in the opioid crisis right now in some places like West Virginia or Kentucky is over 30 per 100,000 people. So it's a magnitude that's so much bigger than I think people in D.C. understand. It's destroying the center of the country, and it's actually lowering the life expectancy for a big demographic in America that's never happened before. So this is a huge, huge problem, and there are many causes of it. It's a complex thing, but the government has played a role. I mean, we did a segment last night on veterans. 60% of returning veterans from Afghanistan and Iraq are prescribed opioid painkillers by the VA, 60%, and of those, about half become dependent on them. So that's like basically the U.S. government participating in the addiction, the destruction of an entire generation of veterans. I mean, that's a huge story, and I just don't know why I wasn't more aware of it. I don't know why there hasn't been more coverage of it. Again, it's complex, but if you take three steps back, you can see the outlines of a disaster, a generational disaster.
Well, here, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan signed an executive order calling for a state of an emergency because of the opioid addiction crisis and committed an additional $50 million over the next 5 years to be for enforcement, prevention, treatment, and all these types of things to try to tackle it. And I think you're right, because before we came to you, we were discussing this whole thing, and we don't understand it. And my question has always been, I don't get it. I don't understand why people are turning to drugs so much in our country. A vet coming back, I kind of get that. I kind of get they've been through an experience that I don't understand, and so I can kind of understand it. But for the average Joe, and this affects all sorts of economic groups too, and that's where my disconnect is. Did you learn anything about that?
Part of it is pretty simple. If you flood a community with highly physically addictive drugs, you know, a certain percent, and then subsidize them through Medicaid or the VA, a certain percentage is going to become addicted. And again, it's a physical addiction. Mm-hmm. It's not like smoking crack, which, you know, is a profound addiction, but it's not, you know, it's not the same as an opioid addiction. It's much less addictive than opioids. So you're going to get massive problems if the government pays for, you know, a ton of synthetic heroin. And so look at the overdose rates among people who receive Medicaid-subsidized opioids. I mean, they're twice the rates of, you know, people in the rest of the country. So, like, policies play a role in this. The drug companies played a massive role in it in convincing physicians that chronic pain was, you know, was a thing that was not, you know, widely believed 30 years ago. They changed the view of physicians on that. I mean, again, there are a lot of things going on here, but the bottom line is, you know, the drug companies got rich on it, the government participated in it, and middle America's been dying as a result.
Well, if your focus on this is evidence of anything, is that you're good at assessing the scale of a problem, even if the rest of the press isn't. And I want to use that to move to Russia, which is you've kind of constantly been asking questions on your show for people to talk about the extent to which Russia is actually interfering in the election process of the United States and a lot of other dirty things that have been alleged about Russia. Interestingly, last night you had a guest on your show, Stephen Cohen, a Russia expert, who says he's never been more worried about a war with Russia. Why is he worried?
He's worried because Russia is an actual country. It's not just a political metaphor. You know, Stephen Cohen is probably the preeminent Russian scholar in America. He speaks Russian, unlike almost everyone else commenting on this. He knows a lot of the players running the Russian government, and he came on the show just to remind us that when we go back and forth about Russian interference and Russian conspiracies, and, you know, is Trump a puppet of the Putin government, that there's an actual country called Russia listening to this and making decisions on the basis of it. And the Russians are paranoid by nature. There's a long history of conflict between the U.S. and Russia, and they are taking this very seriously, and he thinks that it is driving them basically into a frenzy. I mean, there was a flight earlier this week, as you know, at least one, probably several, American commercial carriers stopped at Russian airspace, blocked by the Russians. The State Department is not commenting on it. I believe the airline is lying about it, but I think that actually happened. And it's a reflection of the Russians believing that they need to be on war footing. I mean, we should stop and assess what that means. You know, are these debates, dumb or not, have actual international consequences? And we've kind of lost sight of that, I think.
Right. And before you go out in public and say something about it, it might be useful to bring your evidence as opposed to just floating that there's something that we don't know.
Well, they're all lying. And by the way, the so-called intelligence community has kind of the cover of secrecy, which they are now abusing, in my opinion. I mean, it's amazing the degree to which the press regurgitates the conclusions, some of which may be political and unfounded, of the intelligence community mindlessly and without demanding evidence. And we're making massive decisions on the basis of things that have not been proved. And we're all kind of just accepting it. Well, that's what the intelligence, you know, the 17 intelligence agencies have concluded. And no one even asked, like, well, what are these 17 intelligence agencies, and how do we know that's true? We're saying a lot of things we don't know are true, And we shouldn't be doing that. That's not our role. It's not our role to repeat other people's talking points. It's our role as journalists to get to the bottom of them and to assess whether or not they're real or not. And we're not doing that.
I'd like to talk to you about the White House and what's going on inside the White House. A lot of rumors about Steve Bannon maybe on the outs. Is this just the mainstream media hoping and wishing, or is there something to there being some kind of discord within the Trump administration?
No, those rumors are all true. I mean, I think that the press is, you know, doing a very bad job covering this administration, but that is one thing I think that they're right about. I don't think I know for a fact they're right about. There is a war going on in the White House between various factions. I think the president likes to manage that way, to set up competing power centers because, well, who knows why, but that's the way he has managed this White House. And I think Steve Bannon, as of this morning, is on the losing end of that. And the president himself has suggested that in interviews, you know, distancing himself from Bannon. There's a big piece in the New York Times this morning. I hate to admit it, I think it's basically right that Bannon is losing to, you know, the newly ascendant group of Wall Street advisors. And I think that's a huge problem for anyone who voted for Trump, believing that he was a populist, an economic populist.
Well, the fact that the fact that the populist might be on the chopping block coincides with something, which is yesterday Trump changing on whether he considers China a currency manipulator, saying that Janet Yellen may stay with the Federal Reserve, seeming to flip on the Export and Import Bank, and now saying that NATO is no longer obsolete. A lot about Trump actually seems to have changed in the last week. How do you assess that?
Yeah, bewilderingly so. How many people voted for Trump thinking, all right, we're going to give, you know, more power to the hedge fund managers, and we're going to, you know, attack Syria for humanitarian reasons? I mean, the whole thing is, I don't think this is just, you know, the mainstream media distorting it. The whole thing is bewildering. Trump's view, his entire worldview seems to have changed completely in the past couple of weeks, hiring Kevin Abbott as an economic advisor, you know, who believes we need to double the amount of immigration into the country. Things like that make you wonder, like, what the hell is going on? I don't
Big
have
time.
A good answer.
Well, thank you, Tucker. Thank you. And more answers available, I think,
very,
at 9
very
o'clock.
Quickly,
ahead,
Tucker, I just wanted to thank you for what you're doing on the opioid crisis, because it has been a mystery to me, and I am learning from what you've been doing. So I just want to say thank you for that, because I think it's a really big service.
Well, you're nice. I'm learning, too. It's fascinating and set. Thank you.
Thank you, Tucker, very much. Available at 9 o'clock on Fox News. 8:45 now at WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Where we still have a little bit of a rush hour left, the top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring. Well, that's a little bit more than just a slight delay. 30 minutes to get you on through, callers are telling me. Baltimore, Washington Parkway in each direction, approaching and passing 197 northbound. We had the crash there. So that's why out of Greenbelt, just get ready. You have an unusual northbound delay heading through that stretch. Still 50. John Hanson Highway slows to merge onto the inner loop of the Beltway just south of 50 as you pass 704. That's where we had the accident activity. Still watch. You still see some of those flashing lights. Beltway over in the Forestville area, outer loop near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue for the crash. Had some delays in each direction. Still there. Starting to ease out to the Wilson Bridge near 210. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking Thursday. A few clouds around this morning. Temperatures already cooler by about 10 degrees from where we were yesterday. Partly cloudy this afternoon, 71. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 58 degrees, 847 here on WMAL.
Now I'm hoping, too, that the Congress will come to its senses and will understand we don't need to be building walls, we need to be building bridges.
Says the woman who lives behind a gated wall. That was Hillary Clinton at a speech yesterday. I'm sure you remember that voice. She was knocking President Trump's call for the border wall. This was during a ceremonial bill signing for New York State's tuition-free college program, which I'm sure that's going to fail phenomenally.
There's a lot of conservatives in that audience, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yay! That's awesome! Fantastic! Hillary, how high is the wall around your home? Hold on. Let me tell you. There there is also a new book out. We have a lot of Clinton news. There is a new book out, Shattered, Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign.
Shattered.
It's going to be out April 18th. It's by Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes. And I got to read bits and pieces of this thing. It is juicy and delicious. It reads like a Real Housewives of the Clinton campaign. There was apparently a lot of screaming, yelling, and people working for her who just felt like they were just beaten into the ground on a day. It was everything you thought it would be, actually, is pretty much what I learned from that book. So I cannot wait. That's one I'm going to go out and buy.
Oof.
I actually want to hear
some drama. It's called Shattered? That's one thing she didn't do to the glass ceiling.
That's very true. It is 8:49 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Ask any police officer and they'll tell you, as the weather gets warmer, crime rates start to go up. Why don't you do something about it? Hey, it's Brian Wilson. If you're really serious about home security, I recommend you use the best in the business, Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman Security has the industry's only guaranteed response time. Plus, switching to Ackerman is easy and a great way to save money. It can literally cost you nothing to switch over. They can use your existing equipment and have you on the Ackerman Security System in a matter of minutes. At $19.95 a month, monitoring includes burglary, fire, and medical alert monitoring at half the cost of the other guys. For just a few dollars more a month, Ackerman Security has all the latest and most advanced security technology, video, smart locks, and thermostats that can be controlled with the touch of a button on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. So call Ackerman for a free in-home security analysis. Plus, WMAO listeners get 3 months free monitoring for a limited time. Call now, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellenton with Fellenton Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. Recently, I met with a family whose mom needed to live in a nursing home, and they learned that Medicare wouldn't cover the $14,000 a month bill. But with my knowledge and familiarity with these situations, I was able to help them get their mom's nursing home bill paid by Medicaid and help them keep their hard-earned money. And I can do the same for you. Chances are excellent that we can help you or your loved one become qualified for Medicaid and help you protect your savings. We can assess your situation and craft a plan to help keep your assets in your family. Call us today for help understanding the issues surrounding Medicaid eligibility and to start planning so you can save your nest egg. Our number is 301-610-0055, 301-610-0055, or find us online at fellentonlaw.com. That's fellentonlaw.com.
Take a listen.
It's a great pleasure to speak to you.
Great to have you with us.
You always make me laugh.
Well, that's good to hear.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I love your show so much.
You're terrific. I listen all day long.
What do you think?
I really love your show, and I feel like we're friends.
Where the people of Washington let their voices be heard.
105.9 FM.
It's fun.
And AM 630.
It's hilarious.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL. A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sometimes I know you don't mean to, but some of you are drinking too much alcohol. It happens. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Dana Santis is a certified strength and conditioning specialist who recently wrote a great article for CNN.com on how to fight a hangover like a pro. Some of the same physiological systems that are taxed by too many visits to the open bar are the same ones that get depleted during extreme athletic performance, she says. Santis should know. She's the yoga coach for a number of teams in the MLB, NHL, NFL, and NBA. First things first, she says, hydrate at a higher level. That means electrolyte-enhanced water. Skip the sugary sports drinks. Next, eat the right foods. Potassium is what you should be looking for. Good is bananas. Better, cantaloupe. Best, avocados. Lastly, if you can get out of bed or off the couch, some restorative yoga will do your body good. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Sure, some surprises are cool. Parties. Gifts.
How did you know? I love it.
But at this point in life, your goal is to cut down on surprises. Between house, spouse, and job, you want to keep it simple. That's where Humana Dental comes in. Humana keeps it simple with plans starting at $17 a month. And anyone qualifies, regardless of age or pre-existing conditions. Humana. Simple? Yes. Surprises? No. Enroll today. Call 1-855-784-3422 for your free guide. Or go to signupforhumanadental.com. Again, plans start at just $17 a month and cover two cleanings and two checkups per year. Call 1-855-784-3422.
Insured by Humana Dental Insurance Company, Humana Insurance Company, The Dental Concern, Inc., Humana Insurance Company of New York, and Humana Health Benefit Plan of Louisiana, Inc. Waiting periods, limitations, and exclusions apply. Preventive Plus plans not available in Alaska, Hawaii, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. Rates vary by state and are subject to change.
Technology has forever changed real estate. In fact, the only thing that hasn't changed in real estate are the high commissions. Until now. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Do you hear from your financial advisor only when they want to sell you something? Or do you have an ongoing relationship with the people working on your portfolio? Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. We work with you to make sure that your portfolio remains well-positioned for whatever the future has in store. Call the Wise Investor Group today and let us help you plan your financial future.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
855 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
No late problems to report coming in from the West 66 Greenway Toll Road. That's checking out fine and better. You can take 29 going southbound out of Sterling to the toll road. That crash gone, so you didn't need to worry about that. Delay's just about eased as well. Now for River Road, oh boy, coming inbound, looks like we may have the work crews already set up inbound River Road as you pass Goldsboro toward Little Falls Parkway. Definitely seeing those delays increasing. Top side of the Beltway still with the pressure, 95, and around past University Boulevard, that seems to be about the thick of it. Interloop still into that sun glare, passing the IKEA. And again, a heads up on 50, the John Hanson Highway, trying to merge onto the Beltway to get you past the incident that was near 704. That was the focal point of those delays. Update sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good-looking forecast next couple of days. High pressure is in, keeping us dry, and with high pressure around, just see a few clouds this morning, comfortable. And a little on the mild side this afternoon, 71 with partial clouds. Tonight, a few clouds, 52. Suburbs will be a little cooler. Clouds and sun tomorrow near 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 59 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If they'll do it for you, will they do it to you? And I'm talking about those Cheap Charlie AC contractors. They'll show you little tricks about how they can save you a buck here or there. They won't pull permits. They don't follow job site protocols. There's always cheaper. There are always companies out there cutting corners. They're easy to find. Sometimes finding the best company to trust in your home and doing the work properly might be worth a little bit more. My name's Dave Snell, and I run Snell Heating and Air. You can rest assured we'll always have your family's safety and comfort as our top priority. And that's something we'll never take for granted, never cut corners, and never trifle with. That's the Snell advantage, and that's what you can count on when you call my stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
This is a life-changing message. Please visit blackhunger.com.
Admitting you need help is never easy, especially for those who have proudly served their country. So if you're a veteran battling weight gain or obesity, the natural response is just keep pushing forward. because that's what you do. It's what you've always done. But now, veterans who can't win the fight with diet and exercise alone have new hope. V-Block Therapy can help. V-Block is an FDA-approved pacemaker-like device that is implanted just under the skin during a safe outpatient procedure that does not alter your anatomy. The device helps you feel full and control your appetite, so you eat less and lose weight. You've done your duty. Now, change your life. Call 877-256-2517 or visit blockhunger.com. That's 877-256-2517 or blockhunger.com.
This device is for weight loss in adults with a BMI of 35 to 45 with a related health condition. This therapy is a surgical solution and carries some risk. Please talk to your doctor about the full benefits and risks.
Writing job descriptions, sifting through resumes, setting up interviews. Hiring's hard, but it doesn't need to be. Indeed.com makes it easier. Post your job in minutes. Manage candidates at every stage. Schedule interviews with a click. All on your personal, easy-to-use Indeed dashboard. And since independent research shows that Indeed delivers five times more hires than any other job site, easy works. And it's a great time to find out for yourself why more than 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, which boosts your job posting in relevant search results. Basically, it helps you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Try the world's number one job site today. Indeed. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
And coming up on WMAL tomorrow, we will be joined by Brett Baer and David Limbaugh to talk about your taxes. But you know what today is more importantly than anything? It is our very own Mike McKay's birthday today.
Happy birthday to Mike. Happy kooky nutty birthday to Mike.
It's the singing telegram, Chris Plant.
Hey, what about that? Mike's birthday. That's fantastic. It's wonderful. I'll buy you a cupcake or something like that. Good morning,
Paul.
Well, once again, very little to talk about.